It might be better for me to wait until after I've seen Tom Hickey to record this audio log on the 10th of December 2015. After all, what comes up in the conversation with Tom might be memorable, might change the whole day for me. But I still think that the fact that I'm meeting Tom, who I'll say something about in a minute, is more important than the precise content. And anyway, the content will be recorded, some of it at least, in my Moleskine notebook, so I don't have to think about where I might get that. But to meet Tom Hickey is for me a tremendous privilege. Tom was a working journalist all of his working life in the, I don't remember what he did before he became a journalist, in the Irish Examiner. And Tom left the Irish Examiner and has become a blogger for a cause. And Tom's cause is facial disfigurement. Yes, facial disfigurement. He himself was burned extremely badly as a child and grew up with a disfigured face. And what Tom decided to do was to, I was going to say come out, but that's not quite the right word, speak about in his blog what the experience was like for him growing up. And Tom didn't keep it at the level of generalizations about what it was like. Tom went into, I speak about this as if it's in the past, but it's not really in the past, but this is how the story unfolded. Tom went into, you know, what effect having a disfigured face had on the way other people treated him, and particularly the effect it had on his own emotional state and his own behaviours. And I forget the exact title of Tom's blog, but if you put Tom Hickey facial disfigurement or disfigurement into a search engine, you'd find it. And Tom has, you know, from having been a journalist, a tremendous ability to write. But Tom has done a lot more than just write a blog. He has gone on national radio. I don't know if he's been on television. I don't think so. But he's certainly been on radio, speaking about what it's like. He's won some awards. No, don't quote me on this. But so the main thing is, Tom lives in Cork, and he and I met a long time ago. And here come the guards. Here come the Mayfield Community Policing van. Never knew there was such a thing. White with blue writings on it. And you wouldn't really, if you were completely and utterly dyslexic, you wouldn't know it was a police van. Anyway, the point is that Tom and I first met, nothing to do with facial disfigurement. I didn't even know he was facially disfigured, but we met in a cafe in Cork ages ago. And I didn't know what to say about his face, so I didn't say anything. I, swallowed to myself and thought, I don't know what to say. As I gradually got more and more used to looking at his face, and it became much less and less a talking point. But that goes back many years, and it did become a talking point for Tom, particularly recently, when he took over the account on Twitter of Ireland. That's a particular Twitter account called @Ireland. And he spent the week, 7 days, mainly, but not exclusively, discussing disfigurement and maybe, although I don't remember much about them, other forms of physical disfigurement. and the psychological effects they had on it. So Tom and I are meeting in Filter Cork shortly. I'm a bit late. It's 10:59. We're meant to meet at 11 o'clock. And I haven't got to whatever this place down here is called, something Corner, Luke's Corner, yet. Although there's a shop here on the right-hand side where Grace's first, my daughter's first bicycle was bought. And that's kind of in there in the back of somebody's house. Or it was last time I passed it. So what else is to be said? That I'm driving down a very narrow road here now. Good, there's nothing coming against me. Man passing, young man passing, holding a phone up to his ear. Why do we call smartphones phones? I just guess it's because of the same reason we call Hoovers Hoovers. It's a dull day. I can't rely on my car to tell us what the temperature is like, but it's a dull day, but it's not wet, and you wouldn't think this, I guess, if you came from another country, but it doesn't look like it's going to rain today. When you go into Cork, from our house, it's generally speaking down. And the steepest part of the hill is now. And I have parking permits, what I have to do is to find a parking space. But I'll finish the audio well before that. Otherwise, this morning, I published my new poem on my blog called Strangle Bukowski. And of course, there's a terrible thing about the poem. It really is. And it probably means that this poem will never be included in my collected works, is that I like it. You know, one of the things you have to watch as a poet, if you're me, it is that you don't fall besottedly in love with your last work. So I guess I should, I should bury it in the sense of not pay much attention to it for 3 or 4 months and then come back and see what it reads like. I've read it out loud many times, including last night live on Periscope. But I do that with every poem. And people are very polite, well, appreciative, I suppose I'd mean, when they see poetry. I don't think they treat poetry the same as prose, I think. So people were very appreciative of it. However, it would be regarded as, generally speaking, bad form to say, no, don't, that doesn't do anything for me. I think the first 4 lines leave me cold and I wouldn't be much interested in reading the rest. Because, of course, if you can't grab people's attention in the opening couplet, forget the poem as a social experience. Might be fantastically meaningful. The other thing I have on my mind is a piece of audio, well, 2 pieces of audio by Big Rick, and that is Richard Hubbard on Audio Boom, and my intention to respond publicly and privately to those pieces of audio, which are about his depression and his about his post-traumatic stress disorder from having been in the army and having experienced some things that would have the rest of us also suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Okay, that's the day, as it, you know, looking ahead, 10 minutes of conversation about it. Look, have a great day. It's Thursday and the week is running out. That's the thought. And I'm on Brian Boru Street. Bye-bye.